Proclamation number 4749 of 29th of September, 1949. Exhortation to Living Faith. Thoughts. And thus the voice of the Lord speaks to you who take notice of His word through His servants on earth. Single quote. Nothing is hidden from me, even your thoughts are revealed to me, and I judge you according to these thoughts. Your innermost thoughts are known to me, and therefore it is pointless to try to deceive me with words. Your heart betrays you, even though your mouth speaks differently. I want to make you eye and ear witnesses of the lost event on this earth. I want you to then stand firm in faith, and I therefore prepare you for the coming time. And now it is up to you what you take from my word. I only want to draw your attention to the fact that you may only hope for my help by believing in me, for at the end of the time on this earth only the believer will keep his life, while the unbeliever will find death. But this refers to the death of the spirit, the state of being banished into form. Thus I demand faith in order to be able to help you, and I am not satisfied with merely professing faith with the mouth. I know every thought, and therefore you cannot deceive me. My love certainly wants to help you, yet you reject my love which comes to you in the form of my word, for you do not accept my word and therefore not me myself either. And thus your fate is sealed, for my adversary gains power over you because your will does not resist him and because you do not accept the strength of resistance from me which you could always receive through my word. And thus I call out to you once again, look within yourselves, try to gain living faith, make contact with me and draw strength from me which you need in order to persevere until the end. And bear in mind that I know everything about your will, about your weakness of faith and also about your lack of loving activity. Yet if only you turn your will towards me, I will help you and save you from certain ruin. I will give you strength so that you will attain the right faith, so that I can save you from the night of death. Amen.